Today is offering day, and I want to thank every one of you who give to He's Alive Radio, our coaching CD. Oh, it's awesome. With Tim Polis, it talks about how to have lasting success. In fact, I just sat so built up as he was sharing. I could just feel my faith mounting, and I said, I can do this. And I began right then to make some choices on what I would do and how I would get a grip and how I would move forward and succeed. It's yours, your gift of $15 or more, when you write to us at He's Alive Radio. And our address is this, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Now, your gift of $15 or more, you can also get the coaching CD on the lasting success by giving online, heesalive.net. We're talking about Jesus today, and he was also a man of sorrows. We know that he had infirmities. He was sinless, but he had infirmities. We saw that he was thirsty, he hungered, he grew weary, he slept, he was tempted, he was limited. And what I mean by that, Jesus was only able to be in one place at one time as Son of Man. He grew, he suffered, he wept, and we also see that he died. He was resurrected, glorified, and we see him dependent upon the Father. Oh, my friend, we need to be like Jesus. Jesus is our example. And he did sorrow because there is godly sorrow. And we should sorrow as Jesus sorrowed. That's right. Over sin, over sinners, over evil. But he not only was a man of sorrows, he is the master. He is the master. He's the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah. Oh, he's the God of eternity, God of creation. He is God. He is Lord. He is Savior. He is the beginning and the end of all things. He has power over all nature. He has power over men. He has power over demons and disease. He has power over world rulers. He has power over judgment. He has power over death and hell, and he has power forever. He has the power of the Father, and he has the power of eternal life. But you, my friend, you must partake of Christ Jesus. You are his body if you know him as Savior, and he works through his church. If we're going to see miracles, it's going to be Christ doing it through our lives. If demons are bound or cast out, it's going to happen through his body, the church. If we see change in world rulers or power over judgment, if we see this take place, Jesus is going to have to work through us. Oh, he is the mighty God, but he wants to be mighty in us. He's also the minister. He offered himself once. He led captivity captive. He gave gifts unto men. He exercises power and authority. He's preparing us a place. He is making intercession for us. He is fulfilling all things, and he is coming to judge. Do you know Jesus as Savior and as Lord? Father, right now, I pray that if there be one under the sound of my voice that doesn't know you, that hasn't surrendered their life to you, that today they would surrender all. Lord, they would ask for forgiveness. Just do it right where you are. Ask Jesus to forgive you and to cleanse you from your sins, and he will do that, my friend. He will do that. Father, touch every heart, and I thank you, Lord, as they call upon you, you will and you are forgiving them. In Jesus' name, amen.